Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoneman covering, for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoneman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCarver. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. McCarver steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Jorgensen fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jorgensen. Metzger moves to third. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Metzger scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman bunts in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to second. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Singleton scores. It's Astros, 1, Expos, 1. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Helms reaches second base with a double. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to third. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 0 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoneman covering, for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fairley. The throw from Edwards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Edwards to Rader. The throw back to home, and Fairley is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-2 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-3 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson strikes out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Helms hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Helms reaches second base with a double. Rader goes all the way around to score. It's Astros, 2, Expos, 2. Norm Miller pinch hits for Larry Dierker. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall now pitching. John Bacabella now catching. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ray now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-4 in the game. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-4 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Fred Gladding now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Marshall moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.